Gracias, señor presidente. Mi
Thank you, Chair. My delegation aligns itself with the statement of Cambodia on behalf of G77 and China. Ecuador would like to echo the thanks to UNCTAD for drafting the document, Facilitation of Business Activity and Investment, an important step towards digital governance. We believe that this is a very relevant contribution to deepen our knowledge on the importance and impact of investment facilitation on our national development plans, as well as the impact of the SDGs. We would like to highlight the 10 pillars or guidelines that are part of the menu of global action of UNCTAD for facilitation of investment. And these include aspects of analysis that are very relevant for our discussion this afternoon. From Ecuador's point of view, investment facilitation for sustainable development helps support national efforts for promotion and attracting investment. It is an element that allows us to improve our ecosystem for investment through providing opportunity, through providing adequate information, transparency, simplifying administrative procedures and other measures. It's this contribution to promoting investment with an impact on development that brought Ecuador to actively participate in the WTO negotiations on the Trade Facilitation Agreement, along with Chile and the Republic of Korea. This instrument achieved support of more than 120 members of the WTO and is exploring the best way of incorporating it into the new organization. Ecuador joins its voice to those who, along with Chile and Korea, support the agreement. With a view to formally adopting the agreement, Ecuador has is very hopeful. My country developed one of the pilot projects for self-assessment of needs as part of the preparations for the instrument. This project was very fruitful and allowed us to identify potential benefits for our country in step with the goals of the agreement for investment facilitation and development. Looking at the main results of the project, we decided that it was helpful to have a national focal point who would guarantee the coordination across national and subnational agencies in connection with investment facilitation and the private sector. And furthermore, we can attest to the relevance of digital governance and the need to bolster this through a single window for investment, for example. In spite of the progress made, the concept of investment facilitation is still novel. I refer to this initiative from the WTO because within UNCTAD, it's important to refer to the analysis and the learning that took place in the framework of that agreement and the experience of Ecuador with implementing the pilot project that I referred to earlier. It'd be remiss of me to finish without thanking UNCTAD for its valuable support in drafting the guide for national self-assessment for needs as part of the facilitation agreement on investment and development of the WTO. In Ecuador's experience, this guide is an important tool for assimilation and implementing specific actions.